Now some news from the world of sports, and in a World Series chock full of momentum swings, reversals of fortunes, and late-game heroics, the most surprising thing about last night's deciding Game 7 was that it was perhaps the most pedestrian game of the series. The Houston Astros scored early, building a 5-0 lead by the third inning, and there was little drama in the game itself as they cruised to a 5-1 victory and the franchise's first ever World Series championship since debuting as a National League team in 1962 when they were known as the Houston Colt 45s. George Springer was named the series' most valuable player, and shortstop Carlos Correa gained a ring and gave one away, proposing to his girlfriend after the game. Spoiler alert, she said yes. It was another rough night for Dodgers starter Yu Darvish, who was unable to get out of the second inning for the second time in the series. The win went to the Astros starter Charlie Morton, who was actually working out of the bullpen last night. He pitched the last four innings to get the victory. And we should give a nod to the folks at Sports Illustrated, who featured series MVP George Springer on their cover back in 2014, with a headline and subsequent story predicting that the Astros would be World Series champs this year, a prognostication that proved spot on. In the NBA last night, the Boston Celtics have now won six in a row after pummeling the Sacramento Kings 113-86 in Boston. Rookie Jaylen Brown and veteran Kyrie Irving each scored 22 to lead the Celtics to that victory. In the NHL, veteran Patrick Marleau had a goal and an assist to help the Toronto Maple Leafs end a three-game losing skid with a 3-1 win over the Ducks in Anaheim. To local playoff results now, and in girls Division I high school soccer, CVU and South Burlington went to overtime in the semifinals yesterday with a shot at the state title championship game on the line. It took just about 2.5 minutes for the game to be decided in OT when Charlotte Hill buried the only goal of the contest to give the Redhawks a 1-0 victory and a date against Burton for a third straight year. CVU goes into that title match as the top seed in Division I and with a perfect 16-0 record. Trying for the upset will be the Burton Bulldogs, who beat Colchester 2-0, but they will enter the D1 finals as the defending champs. In Division II, Rice Memorial gets a chance to earn the state crown for the first time in 18 years after topping Mount Abraham 2-0 on the strength of two quick goals. The first came on a floater off the foot of Allison Rouleau just over a minute into the match, and Abby McCowan doubled that lead, converting a corner kick for the only goals the Green Knights would need. They'll take on two-time defending champions Milton for the D2 title Saturday after Milton ousted Montpelier 2-0. In the Division III semifinals, Green Mountain shut out Virgin's 3-0, and Thetford topped Peoples 1-0. In Division IV, it was top-seeded Arlington beating Long Trail 4-1, and Proctor defeated Richford 6-1 in girls' high school soccer. To the boys' high school soccer semis in Division II, Harwood shut out Woodstock 7-0, and top-seeded Lake Region got by U32 3-1. In Division III, Stowe returns to the finals after shutting out Twin Valley 3-0. High school field hockey playoffs, Division III action, Linden beat Missisquoi 3-2, and in a game that went to double overtime, Stowe beat Windsor 3-2. In men's college soccer, UVM captured the America East regular season title yesterday for the third time in school history after running to a 1-1 draw with New Hampshire. The Catamounts also get a first-round bye in the America East tournament with the title and will take on either Albany or UMBC when the Catamounts host the semifinals at Virtue Field November 8th. John Arnar Berdahl scored for UVM. Goalie Aaron Runnerson stopped five shots to give UVM the point they needed to finish top the standings and earn the tournament's number one seed. Meanwhile, UVM earned that draw playing without Gio Alves and Danny Rovira, who were suspended before the game due to what UVM athletic director Jeff Schulman said was an eligibility infraction that occurred last January prior to both players' enrollments at UVM. Alves and Rovira are both part of the Development Academy for the New England Revolution, a professional Major League Soccer team, and they were invited to practice with the team last year. That in itself is not illegal, but apparently that practice also included an informal scrimmage against other clubs, and under NCAA guidelines, players are allowed to practice with professionals under specific conditions, but not against outside competition. UVM learned of the potential conflict over the weekend and informed the NCAA, who said Alves and Rovira had to sit out the final regular season contest against UNH. Elsewhere in men's college soccer, top-seeded Castleton advanced to the North Atlantic Conference Championship game with a 2-0 victory over fourth-seeded New England College last night at Spartan Stadium. Castleton stays unbeaten in conference play. They will host Colby Sawyer in the title match on Saturday night. Fidel Rudisier tallied first for Castleton and then assisted on the insurance goal in the second half by Serafin Iradacunda.